name is Cosette, and I'm coming to you from California.
And I'm Camille, also coming to you guys from California. And you are listening to the Everything and More podcast.
Woo! We actually did it on time.
We actually kind of did it on time. You're right about that one. Hey guys, if you are listening on Apple Podcasts, make sure to leave us a review because that will help boost our podcast. And if you're listening on Spotify, make sure to follow us if you haven't already for lots of more great content coming at you. Today it is just Cosette and I. You know, we were gonna have an interview, but sometimes plans change, and that is okay.
All right.
So we've decided spontaneously that we are just going to have another Christian conversation in today's episode, and we will be chatting about lovely things. But first, we're going to start with our highs and lows, because that's what we know, that's what you came for. You just want to know our highs and lows.
Yeah, so you just want to hear the highs and lows. Okay.
Exactly.
So my lows for this week, like this week, I don't even know. I just have felt so unmotivated like this entire week. Like this whole week, I've just been like, I literally don't want to do anything. I don't want to go to, actually I was fine going to class. I just didn't want to do like a homework. And like, even at the gym, I was unmotivated, and I actually like going to the gym. So I was like, what the heck is happening?
I did not want to go to class yesterday.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Yeah. So I don't know. Usually I'm not really like unmotivated. Like I'm pretty like, okay, like let's just do the work. Let's get all my work done, but not this week. But for my highs, today I started my new job at the comedian company. Woo. And that was fun. I had to wake up at like 5:45 because I had to be there at like 6:30. So yeah, so I had to wake up really early, but it was good. It was fun.
But she's making money, and that's the important thing, ladies and gentlemen.
That is the important thing.
Yes. And so for my highs and lows, for my low, I would say, what is my low? Well, my mom and I are in a fight, guys. And that's not like...
Were you in a fight last week?
No. Well, yeah, I guess it started last week, but it's been a long, we're not really fighting anymore, but she hasn't been talking to me. And it's kind of making me sad because my mom, I love my mom despite our, tuffles, despite our, when we butt heads. And so not talking to her is kind of making me bummed out some days, because I'll see her in the kitchen and we'll just be walking past each other in the kitchen. That's what happened. And I just want to hug sometimes, you know
what
I'm saying?
Funny.
Anyway, but so that's my low. That's just got real personal, guys. Sorry about that. And then my high, it also, Dad, if you're listening, don't tell her that I said that I loved her, because that's embarrassing. No, I'm just kidding. And my high is, well, one, my little sister's birthday was on Wednesday. It was totally awesome. We had a Minnie Mouse Barbie party. It was so cool. Best party I've ever been to. She's 4, in case you guys wanted to know. And then my other high is that I did my makeup really good today. So I'm just really proud of that.
Wow,
it's so hard for me to match my foundation sometimes, and today it just looks like spot on, so I'm very proud. And I got new glasses. Lots of things have been happening.
You did. So many things happened.
Yes, I had to say goodbye to the Gucci frames, so rest in peace.
It was my mom's birthday on Tuesday and my brother's birthday on Thursday.
Oh my gosh, funny. So many birthdays.
Were they actually Gucci frames?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I thought you were just saying that. I didn't know you actually meant it was like the brand Gucci.
What? Of course. I'm going to whip them out right now, even though you guys can't see them. And I never.
Really? I did not know that. What?
Yeah. I was a big spender. You can't really see, but it says it right there. I'm showing.
What?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
They were expensive. They're from, I got them from Nordstrom Rack.
Oh, wow. That is cool.
Yep. So there you have it, guys. I had to say goodbye.
She has a real pair of Gucci frames.
And now they're a real pair of broken Gucci frames because they've been broken for months. So I got new ones.
How long did you have them for?
I got them when I was a senior, maybe when I was a junior.
Oh, okay.
So it's been a couple years.
For like a couple years, yeah.
Yeah, but my prescription changes really quick because I have really bad eyes. But these are super cool because they're blue light and anti-reflective glasses.
Yeah, that is cool. So now, you can record YouTube videos without the reflection.
I can. If you guys didn't know, this is the first time we're saying it on the podcast. I make YouTube videos now. Yay! I just bought a tripod for my camera.
You did?
I did, yes. Yeah. I have my ring light. I'm making TikToks. I am doing all kinds of things. So
I know. Wow. So go subscribe. Go follow Camille on
YouTube and TikTok. All the things.
Yes.
Anyhow.
Instagram.
Yes, and on Instagram. Anyhow, we guys are going to get into this week's episode. And like I said, we're going to get kind of deep. We're doing Christian conversations. And mm-hmm. This episode, we are talking about, drum roll, please, racism. Okay, you can stop.
Yeah, I already said it. Yeah, we are. Let's go.
We're way too excited, clearly, to talk about racism. No, but we think it's a serious mm-hmm. subject that we should touch on as two women of color. And Cosette and I, we both come from backgrounds that are predominantly white. We go to college.
Massachusetts
has
90% white people.
90% white people.
I'm pretty sure.
That's a lot of white people.
You can
She's looking it up right now. But I went to... Oh, wait, go ahead.
I found it. So it's 78% white people.
That's still a lot of white people.
And there's like 5,348,000 white people. And there's 6 million people in Massachusetts.
Look up California.
Yeah, let me see.
But while she's doing that, I'm just going to say really quick, this is no shame, we obviously have chosen the places where we wanted to go to a school or whatever, but I mean, not all of it was by choice, but growing up, just we both come from predominantly white backgrounds, so our experiences are obviously going to be a lot different from mm-hmm. a lot of other people who may be tuning into this conversation, so don't come for us, but, you know, we share different experiences, and then Cosette's experience is probably really different from mine because she's mixed, so mm-hmm. this is just going to be an open, honest conversation and mostly about our feelings and where we come from and aligned with our faith. And we think it's important to talk about race because it's something that up until a year ago, it was like a minor conversation when it's always should have been a major one. So, mm-hmm. and then Cosette, go ahead and share this fact with us about.
Yes. So California's population, 39% Latino, 37% white, 15% Asian, 6% Black, and 3% multiracial.
Really?
So, yeah. There's only 6% of Black people in all of California.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Do I need to move? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Wow, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Well, it actually makes so much sense considering I went to a school with 10 Black people.
Yeah, that would make sense. Yeah, literally, my school, only had, a few Black people. And I went to a school with, 1,200 people.
Yeah, she went
to
public school.
So... Yeah, it definitely wasn't very diverse at all at my school.
Yeah, my school was also not diverse. I guess we could go ahead and just start with that. So within our schooling backgrounds or things that happened at school, I guess. And I went, so like I said, our views are going to differ. I went to a private Christian school growing mm-hmm. up. I won't name the school's name. I'm sure if any of my friends are listening, they know where it is, obviously.
Well, obviously.
But if you're new here, I'm not going to name drop them because I wouldn't want them to catch a scandal because they mm-hmm. could. But yeah, so I went to Christian school and growing up, you know, there wasn't that many Black kids there. There was me and a couple of my other friends. And you know, it was hard. I think a lot, I've learned a lot since going to college and moving out. So I didn't really realize how guarded I was until kind of I left. And I didn't realize all the prejudice and racism that I actually experienced there until I left. Or just like the certain viewpoints, because, you know, when you have a school that's labeled Christian, what you expect is, you know, to be
like
free,
for everyone to be nice.
Yeah.
And to be like accepting of everyone.
Yes, but that's really just, that's just not the reality of Christian school. And, you know, I'm gonna share some stories that are you will be like, wow, that happened in Christian school. And I'll be like,
yeah,
yep. Like, I don't even, honestly, I don't even know if my dad knows these stories, and I'm about to be
just expose them all on the podcast.
No, yeah. So I guess my one of my first experiences I remember where like racism was like I was feeling the remnants of it was once I was at school, and all my friends, they know this story. You guys finna cry with me too.
Was what? How old were you?
I was a sophomore in high school, so I was like 14, maybe. No, wait, just kidding. I was. Yeah, no, I was probably 14. Anyways, it was after school. I was in lots of musicals and stuff. So it was after musical practice. It was like 4 p.m. maybe. School gets out at 2:45, whatever. So I'm sitting by myself on the bus stop waiting for my mom to come pick me up, because she just kind of picked me up kind of late. You know the vibes.
Yeah, so did my mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, like in elementary school, she would always be late. I would always be like the last kid there.
No,
like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just waiting, just vibing. I was sitting by myself, and these kids that I know, because I go to a small Christian school, they come near me. And I've talked to these kids before, like, I don't think anything of it. And, like, I'm sitting there, just mind my own business. Like, I didn't even talk to them. And then, N-word. And I didn't know what to do. I literally would. I just sat there on the bus stop and started crying. And in my head,
they just, like, so they literally like stood in front of you and like said that to your
yes,
face.
Yes, they literally just came up to me, and I was like,
"What the heck?"
I was like, "What?" I was like, "What? Like, what did I do to provoke you? I'm just sitting here." And so I literally, this is what I do. I literally sit there. I don't say anything, and I just start crying.
Oh my god!
I just started crying because I didn't know nothing like that had ever happened to me.
Yeah.
And so I just started crying, and I was like, "Oh my god! Like, what do I do?" Because I was scared. I didn't know.
Yeah.
And I was just sitting there, and I just kept. I was like, "God, please let my mom get here." I was like, "Please let her get here." And that was pretty much it. And up until that point, like, our school had had its things with racism, I guess, hinted at it. But by that point, like, my best friend too, she had experienced things, and we were like, no, you know what, like, we're not gonna tolerate this. Why should we have to, like, if we are not saying stuff to other people, why are they coming to us about our race?
Yeah.
And one thing that I'll always say, and one thing that I'll always go by, is no one, I mean, like, with the N-word, I think that's a hard conversation. And personally, I don't use that word, right? I think I definitely don't think white people or anyone who's not black shouldn't be using that word regardless.
Yeah.
But think about it this way. There are words you will go your entire life without saying. So why can't you just not say that one if you're white?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't really see, there's like so many other words that you can use. So, like, why are you gonna use
I don't say scuba diving every day.
Yeah.
So why do you have to use the N-word? You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Good.
Like, why, like, I feel like people who use that word, like, literally, like, know it's wrong, obviously, so they just use it.
Yeah, it's like you just want to be racist.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I can't see any other reason for why someone would use it.
No, literally. Like, so, and in that moment, I was like, yeah, this isn't going to cut it. So what we did was some of my friends, well, not friends, I guess. Well, yeah, no, my friends. We went to the principal and the vice principal. Yeah. And we were like, hello, like, we go to Christian school. And basically, we ended up having a meeting with all the black kids in the entire school, which we all fit in one small room. And we had a meeting. This is like triggering. That meeting was so triggering.
Really?
We all met in a room, and in place was put a rule where, like, if you use discriminatory language, like racial slurs, et cetera, whatever, make racial jokes, blah, 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 you'll get suspended for X amount of days. And that rule was never upheld.
Really?
I graduated years ago, and there I'll get black students from that school who will DM me and say, like, hey, you know, this stuff is still going on. We don't know what to do. And like, my heart breaks because I went to a Christian school. And just my thing is that you are supposed to, above all else, is like besides obviously loving God more than yourself, like you're supposed to love others. Be there for others. Mm-hmm. And as Christians, I feel like a lot of people have tarnished that reputation we're supposed to have. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's just kind of an intro to me and stuff that's been going on. Cosette, what about you? Do any experiences jump out at you in particular?
I'll just start out from like where I come from and where I've been. So like the first like 4 years, so like up until third grade, I was like homeschooled. So like I literally didn't know anything bad basically. And so I started going to public school in third grade, and yeah, because I just wanted to go to a real school, I guess. I was like, I don't want to be homeschooled. I want to see what the real school is like. I don't know why I would want to do that, but that's what I did. But I guess, like, not a lot of, like, racist things have, like, happened to me. Besides, like, I don't know, people would always tell me, like, in like elementary school and middle school and like even high school, they're like, oh, like your hair would look so much better if it was straight, or like your hair would be better than your curly hair.
And let me just like stop you right there for a second. Like, that is racist. Like, whether or not you, I mean, like, and some people genuinely aren't trying to offend you when they say that, but that's racist. Mm-hmm. That is a microaggression. So, like, when you make comments like that, because I would get those comments too, like, oh, Camille, like, your hair just is so pretty when it's straight. There was 1 year of school that I wore my hair down and straight, like, every day because I thought I looked better. It makes you feel ugly for something that you were born with. You know what I mean? So that is racist. And for those of you who don't know what a microaggression is, it's a term that means like there's daily verbal or behavioral environmental like things that you say, whether it be intentional or unintentional, that communicate that you are stigmatizing or like racially categorizing people for their race and for their ethnicity, for things that they experience and go through. So be mindful of that if you're no matter what race you are, like you can be doing that and it's not okay. Continue, Cosette.
Yeah, and like since people would tell me that like constantly, like all the time, I was like, okay, well then I guess my hair doesn't look fine the way that is. And like I would see everyone else around me, I'd be like, well, they all have straight hair, so I guess there must be something wrong with me because I have curly hair. So I would get my hair relaxed, and like, if you don't know what that is, that's like when you get your hair like permanently straightened and you get like chemicals in your hair so that will be straight for like 3 months or whatever. So I would do that a lot, or I would just like straighten my hair a lot. And I did that like all throughout middle school and all throughout high school until like basically like the very end of high school. Like
she did a big chop.
Yeah, the end of my senior year, like going into college, I was like, literally, why am I doing this to my hair? Like, it's literally like dying. So I'm like, obviously yeah. it's not supposed to be straight. Like, and so I just decided to like just cut all my hair off and yeah. just like start it fresh. Cause I'm like, why does my hair like have to be straight? Like when it wasn't even made that way. So yeah. it definitely took me a long time to get to that point. Like after, I don't know, just years of like thinking that my hair looked like terrible when it was curly. I literally hated my hair so much. I did not like it at all.
Yeah. And we'll be getting more into that. We have an interview next week with someone who is very hair forward, I guess I could say. And yeah, we'll be talking about that a lot more. But it just goes to show that, like, especially being a Black woman, it's like there's so much thrown at us. Like we're not beautiful enough. We don't meet the certain beauty standards. And like everybody's telling us we need to look a certain way. If we don't, then we're quote unquote ghetto, or we're mean, or we're angry, whatever that is. And like, why does that have to be the narrative? Why does that have to be the narrative we grew up with? Why is that what we see in TV and movies? And like, people will get offended that we want to change that and be like, no, like it's not even a big deal. Well, if it's not a big deal, then why is it affecting me? And as a Christian, it's like, I almost sometimes feel like, how is it so hard for them to see that's like this kind of stuff is wrong? There's been some stuff going on in the Asian community, and I made a post about it. I reposted something on my story about it, and I'm obviously not going to name drop, but a white male reached out to me on Instagram and he responded and he was like, well, the racism's not as bad with the Asian community as in the Black community. And this kid goes to Christian school, right? Mm-hmm. And my response to him is like, well, all racism is bad. We should want to combat yeah. all racism, right? I mean, mm-hmm. and like, to some extent, I could agree with that. I could not agree with that, whatever. Like, that's not what it's about. I was just bringing light to what's been going on there. And just in the same way how I bring stuff to light that's going on in the Black community on my Instagram. First of all, it's my Instagram. I do what I want, period. And then... Yeah. Also, as a Christian, shouldn't we all want to combat racism? I don't see mm-hmm. why it's such a controversial topic. Like, yeah, it really sometimes is mind-boggling.
Yeah, and definitely would like, I don't know, I feel like there definitely is like a lot of racism like with the Asian community too, because like a lot... like most of my friends like that I was friends with in high school, like they were Asian, and like they would tell me that like people would like do like the thing with their like hands and like squint their eyes at them yeah. like because of like what their eye shape looked like. And there were people that would like say like, I don't know, like would try to speak in like an Asian accent or whatever and say like things that like Asians would say, I guess, like right in front of them. And it's like, literally why is this happening to like
if you can't everyone? Be funny without offending people because of things they mm-hmm. can't change about themselves, then you're not funny. Mm-hmm. Also, let's talk about it too. When people are mocking you or think it's funny because of like you culturally and the things you say or the things you do, that's mm-hmm. also racism. That is a microaggression. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I didn't really even realize that again until college, because I was just so used to being that token Black girl or the one Black yeah. friend, you know what I'm saying? And so like, but in college it became kind of evident to me, because there'll be like phrases that I say. And I'll say them with like a certain attitude as Black woman, obviously. And I have this mm-hmm. one friend who they will mock like kind of the way I talk and the way I say things till the end of the day. Like,
yeah.
What are you getting from that?
Mm-hmm.
And that's offensive. It is offensive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, how, as Christians, how should we combat this? And I think that really, for a lot of white Christians, it's time to kind of put your guard down and let yourself mm-hmm. be educated by other people. There could be stuff that you disagree with. Like, I don't argue with that. Yeah. But one thing you shouldn't disagree with is that racism exists in general. First of all, it exists. Mm-hmm. That is such a weak argument to me when people say stuff like that, oh, it doesn't exist, or so-and-so's not going through it. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah, literally, like, racism happens literally every single day, like,
no, literally
times a day. So I don't know how people are able to like say that doesn't exist. I guess they're just like really like ignorant to it, I guess, because
exactly,
like, I don't know, it just makes no sense to me that people would say that.
Exactly. Like, and my thing is that I've just seen so many times in the Bible, because like I said, going to Bible school, like, I've read a lot of things. And to me, mm-hmm. one thing that I will always keep with me, that I will always go by through life, is that God wants us to be a light. So when we're being a light to others, that helps people see on the outside and see like your nature, see you for who you are, and be like, okay, this person is a person of God, whether they believe in God or not. And I try to live my life every day being a loving person, no matter who I'm talking to. You could be the polar opposite of me, but I'm gonna try and be as nice and loving as I can. Obviously I make jokes, I'll be kikiing yeah. sometimes, but like I genuinely want to be a nice person, because even the smallest act of kindness, that could bring someone to God. So if that means not being racist and not being prejudiced, not being rude to someone because of their sexuality, ethnicity, or, you know, political stance, whatever it is, like, I'm gonna try to get along with people so that way they can see God's love through me. At the end of the day, God wants us to love others despite our differences. And I think that in the Christian community, it's too much. It's become so much of a conversation where we should all be the same. That's not true. We don't need to all be the same. We could all love God in our own way and believe in him and believe in the things that he told us. And we could still do that. But I think we've reached a point where we can't just be complicit or be compliant with racism in those acts. And when we don't see people denouncing it, we should be angry. Jesus was angry. And
yeah, I definitely think that there's a lot of Christians that just choose to ignore that there's racism. And there's definitely also Christians that are racist too. Yeah. Like, and yeah, but like, I don't understand why there's Christians that are even like racist though, because like God literally tells us that we should love others. Like, he didn't say you can only love other white people, or you can only love people who look the same as you, or like act the same as you. Like, no, right. He just said to like love everybody. So
I 100% agree, especially with the statement where you said like too many people ignore it. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, and I'm gonna be honest with you, like, when I, during that period of what, like May to June, if you weren't saying anything, you're lucky if I still followed you, because as a Christian, there's no reason, even if, and I had friends reach out to me and be like, you know, like, what do I do in a situation like this? Like, what can I say? Or like, I'm trying to sit back and learn. And it's fine to sit back and learn. I think that you should sit back and learn. However, to me, not blatantly to the world being like, I do not accept racism, then you're wrong, because you should be saying that. If you are a Christian, you should be saying that. If you are a pastor, you should be saying that. If you are a youth leader, you should be saying that. Everybody should be saying that.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, and also I think like a lot of Christians like during that time, they probably just didn't want to get like canceled. judged for going against racism, because
right.
there probably would
exactly.
be people that like
exactly probably, imagine being mm-hmm. scared about what some of your friends might think mm-hmm. if you post that you were against racism. What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
First of all, get mm-hmm. new friends.
Yeah. You don't need them.
That is so embarrassing. Mm-hmm. That is so mm-hmm. embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what would God say to you on Judgment Day? Like, if God looked you in the face and was like, I'm not racist, what would you say to God? Like, it's like in the church and around, and I'm not doing this to bash on the church. Like, I love my homies. I love yeah. my space. But I'm just saying, like, mm-hmm. they're so quick to be like, well, sex is bad. But sex mm-hmm. before marriage is bad. Being mm-hmm. gay is bad. Being transgender mm-hmm. is bad. But they never are like, being racist is bad. Not never.
Yeah, literally never. Literally. What? I don't think I've ever heard that. Mm-hmm.
Like, make it make sense. Yes, all that stuff
is
bad.
That is true. Racism is bad very too. True. Mm-hmm.
Right. Racism is bad too. So like, mm-hmm. let's just come together and be able to talk about it. We could talk about all those other things. We could talk about racism, and we could do it in a way that comes from love, that the Lord would want us to discuss about it. Obviously, if God didn't want us all hanging out, he wouldn't. He would have made mm-hmm. us all the same. Yeah. We are all created in his image.
Yeah, I definitely think that it's something that should be talked about in churches more. And yeah. I think that churches like shouldn't be afraid to talk about it and like educate people on it, because obviously people still right. need education on it, since there's still like all this racism going on, exactly. even within like the Christian community. Mm-hmm. So I think that churches definitely need to step up and start talking about it more.
And, you know, things that I've seen too is like, well, like these conversations aren't coming from the Bible. Well, like what? I could give you verse after verse. Mm-hmm. God said to speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, mm-hmm. to ensure justice for those who are being crushed, mm-hmm. and see that they get justice. God said, you know, truth is lacking, and who departs from evil makes himself prey. The Lord saw mm-hmm. there was no justice. He saw that there was no man and wondered why no one would intercede. Like, God mm-hmm. is looking out for us. Mm-hmm. God, with injustice, God hurts and God is angered too. Why do you think, like, why would God allow what happened in 2020 to happen if he didn't think justice was appropriate?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why would he want people marching in the streets, you know what I'm saying? If it weren't necessary. Mm-hmm. Like, if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need and they close his heart against him, how does God's love abide in you? And really, how does it? Like, mm-hmm. and I had a friend ask me, why are you guys going out? Because, like, I guess, like, if you want to put it in terms of, like, liberal and conservative, like, why are people who are more liberal, like, why are they going out and marching in a pandemic when they've been so, like, tight about the pandemic, right? And, like, mm-hmm. saying, like, oh, you guys should wear your mask, da, da, da. And I agree 1,000%. Like, we're in a pandemic, like, stay at home, follow the rules, whatever. However, I don't think they understand that situation was us not only like, what is it? This pandemic will come and go, hopefully, but mm-hmm. racism will stay.
Yeah, because racism has been here for years and years and years.
So if we don't try to fight it, then what are we doing? Like, we're in two fights for our lives, essentially. That fight mm-hmm. and this one. So one was just bigger and more important. How could you idly sit by? And, you know, it's just like, I see people traveling and going on trips and mm-hmm. yada, yada, yada. But they had something to say about the protest that I went to.
Yeah.
Huh? Like, make it make sense, you know? Make it make sense. It's just, it is very heartbreaking sometimes to see, because mm-hmm. it makes you be like, they don't value me as much of a person as they would so-and-so because I'm not white. And I think that conversation as a Christian needs to be nipped in the bud. And all this to say, like, this, I mean, like, this obviously was an intense conversation, but we're kind of discussing this because these are our experiences, you know, and we find it that our friends, even who disagree with us politically or whatever it is, like, they shouldn't disagree with us that being a racist is incorrect.
Yeah.
Just period, you know?
I know. And, like, I don't know, it, like, even because, like, my younger sister, Brianna, when she was, like, in elementary school, like, she is, like, a lot darker than me, so she's a lot darker skin tone. Like, there were people who made fun of, like, the color of her skin and, like, asked her, like, why she was, like, so dark in literally elementary school. So it's like there's, like, parents obviously that are, like,
yeah,
showing their kids, like,
it's taught
racism because kids wouldn't just, like, know to be racist. Like, they obviously get it from somewhere, so
yeah,
it's like what the heck.
Yeah, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. What are you doing as parents? So hopefully our generation can come together and, you know,
and
fight this. I know that it'll probably never fully be gone. Like, there are always going to be people. But I think that
it can get better.
It could get better, definitely. Mm-hmm. The church could teach it better. Christians could come together better about it. I definitely think so. Would you agree?
Yeah, I would agree that if, like, the church, like, teaches more about it, then, like, it can definitely, like, change a lot of Christians' opinions. Because I definitely think that a lot of people think that a lot of, like, Christians are, like, racist and, like,
yeah,
like, all these things. Like, they definitely think that. And, like, why, like, I don't know, like,
no, I agree with you. A lot of people, and I think this is why this is important for Christians to hear this episode, even though so many of them will probably disagree with us in the first, like, half. We're, like, ranting. But all this to say, like, hopefully you guys stuck to right now the end. All this is to say, like, we want to bring as many people as we can to the kingdom of heaven. And we cannot do that if people hate us. We just cannot. We cannot do that.
Literally. This is, like, a whole nother conversation, but there's just so much, like, people do not like Christians, basically, because of,
I mean, there's, I don't so know, many a whole reasons. Bunch of things. Yeah, there's so many reasons that we don't have to really get into right now.
Yeah.
But, like, she's right. There's so, and that is not to be, like, change your beliefs because people hate you. I don't think that.
No.
I think we can fully maintain our beliefs, but extend love no matter what. Because when we do that, we don't have to necessarily be like, oh, we agree with the way you do things. We don't have to be like that. But we could just be a friend in Christ to somebody. We could, you know, pray with somebody. We could do X, Y, and Z with somebody. And then that could be it. You know, that maybe 10 years from now, someone who has never been Christian before could remember a conversation I had with me or with Cosette and be like, wow, that was life changing. And because they were good people, that will make me want to look into this. And who knows, we could bring somebody to God. You wouldn't know, you know? So that's why it's so important that now we take that place. And like I said, like, we will disagree. I have friends I disagree with. There are people I disagree with. I'm sure there are coworkers I disagree with, because that, like, the same. We all have people we disagree with in life. But if we are able to come together for the glory of God, then say it is so. Heaven will be one big party with all kinds of people. There ain't just going to be white people. There is not just going to be black people. There's not just going to be Asians, whatever it is. Like, we are all going to come together. And heaven's not going to have any room for racism. So we might as well get to practicing now, you know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Mic drop, even though this
mic
is the kind drop. Of
wow.
Mic I can
yeah, if
drop.
You dropped, yeah, if you dropped your mic, that would probably break it.
That would probably be really bad.
Yeah, that but, won't be good.
Yeah. But anyways, that's pretty much it. That was a good chat we had there, mm-hmm. Suzette. How do you feel?
Yeah. I feel pretty good. I feel like I
feel liberated.
Yeah. I got my point across. We're hopefully this will definitely impact people.
Yes, I do. I
help
hope
people.
This, yeah,
help people like look more into it.
There's so many resources, guys. There are so many resources. There are so many movies, so many TV shows, so many music, like so many musicians, so many pieces of music. There's so many artists on Instagram and on Twitter and Facebook and the internet and Google. There's so much you can do to read about this. If you want, like, I have so many resources when it comes to verses and stuff in the Bible. So like, don't be hesitant to reach out to us, because either one of us will be willing to talk to you. And yeah, like, just really, really do your research. I know for a lot of people who are not black or mixed, like Cosette and I, like, it'll be hard for you. Guess what?
What?
Oh my God,
I got in! To the
Yay, congratulations.
Wow, you said it right on the podcast.
I don't care. Yep. I got in. Alexis got in too.
I told you. I literally told both of you. Who's right all the time? Me. I'm like, literally both of you are going to get in.
What the heck? Not who's right all the time? Me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh, God.
Wow. Yay. That was exciting.
Congrats. I love you.
Sorry. Anyways.
Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna have to cut that part out.
Yeah,
We could save that part for the bloopers. I'll post.
Yeah.
Okay. What was I saying? Oh, yes. And there's just so many resources. Cosette and I are both willing to talk to anyone who is willing to listen. If you have any questions for us, and again, this episode wasn't meant to attack. It was just meant to like share our side and our feelings about it. So if you're mad at me, maybe don't like address me angrily.
Yeah. Not angrily.
Yes. But thank you so much for listening. I hope this helped. I like Cosette said, I hope that this impacted someone in any type of way, shape, or form. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, don't forget to leave us a review, because we're dope. We are awesome, incredible podcasters. If you're listening on Spotify, follow us. There's so many cool things to do. You can follow us on Instagram. And I'm going to take this moment to plug my main account on Instagram, because I work really hard on there, posting things on my stories to educate people. Sometimes I post funny things on there. I do weekly polls, and I'm super cute. So follow me. And thank you so much for listening. We'll be back with a new episode next week.
Woo!